Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, your Braves season is over. They lost 5-4 to the Padres last night in the wild card. And this is a tough break, but a lot of questions were being answered last night. And so Snit was asked if he's going to be able to coach this team next year. And he said that's exactly what he plans to do. He does plan to come back. I think he did a great job this year. If you look at what they had to battle from basically right out the gate to start the season, I don't know your thoughts.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I was tweeting back and forth with a guy named with Jay, who tweets us all the time. And he's like, it's, you know, I can't believe the Braves only had, what, 23 stolen bases or something. And I said, well, yeah, they lost 70. And he's like, yeah, but injuries aside, I go, well, the problem is you don't take injuries aside is because you lost for an extended amount of time this year your three best base runners, Harris, Acuna, and Albies. All three of those. Now, Kelnick had some speed, but I think there was a lot of put on him at times, and he just wasn't that guy. But that's your three. Those are three of your most important players. You lost for an extended amount of time. Go further with Minter, Strider, Riley. I mean, all these guys. You know, Sean Murphy missed almost 3 months of the season.
Look, I didn't want to put on my bow hat, but I looked at some of the comments underneath the news that on X saying that Snit said he plans to manage next year, and some of them weren't good, and people were saying it's time, and I disagree with that.
Yeah, ignorance is plentiful on social media.
No, look, I don't think Jay's that far off.
She's talking about.
Yeah,
Snit.
No, I know. I agree. I think Snit did a great job, but to me, and it's like we talked about, I think it's inexcusable that Ronald Acuna is your leading base stealer. I know what you're going to say.
But let me ask you, who's going to steal the bases?
Can I finish my comment?
But who?
Can I finish my comment?
Yeah, when you tell me who.
Okay, you're going to tell me it's a power base team. My point to you is, and you made this comment last week, we have half of a freaking minor league lineup. At some point, you're going to have to take some more chances on the base path when it was this lineup. And I think that was really to the detriment of this team down the stretch.
I think
it's fair to say.
I think that's a nice way of looking at it. But Gio Urshela is not stealing bases.
Gio's been with the team for a month.
No, he's been with the team a little over a month. But who are these guys? Whit Merrifield is not stealing bases.
I'm not telling you it has to be one guy.
But the
attempts were down, dude.
But who is going – who are – okay, you're a poor hitting team that is failing to produce runs. Of the guys that actually get on base during this stretch, who are you? You're going to send Marcell Ozuna? He can't run down a fly ball.
No.
You're going to send Jorge Soler? He can't run down a fly ball.
Yeah.
You're going to send Matt Olson? He's like the slowest guy on the team. Ramon Laureano? Okay, maybe you send him every once in a while. I get Jay's point, but you have limited guys on base, you have limited chances to steal, and you have slow-ass guys getting on base. Who's stealing the bases? I mean, that.
All the stuff that you're saying, I agree with.
I know what you guys are, and I know what y'all are saying, and I don't disagree with that.
All of the things you're saying, though, have been choices that have been made, dude. Like, all that we traded for Jorge Soler, knowing that we didn't have any speed.
But there's...
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, all this stuff is conscious decision-making.
Because that is how you have consciously built your team in the analytics era.
You can't go from a top 10 team in batting average, runners in scoring position, the way you were last year, to in the 20s, the way you were this year, and not take more chances on the base path. So that's, I don't think that's a knock on Snitker, man. I'm not saying that. I am excited that Snitker's back. I think he did a phenomenal job. We've covered that multiple times.
I
just think when you talk about the deficiency of this team, I wish it would have been approached a little bit different.
I just don't know with what you have and what was available, who you're signing that's going to get those. Most of the guys, Eli White could steal every base he ever attempted if he wanted to. But he doesn't have an average that can get him on base, ever. And that's the problem. A lot of these guys that do steal, they have trouble getting on. And so it's one of those deals. I bet you look at the Dodgers, the majority of their stolen bases probably came from Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. I would dare you to look it up and say that they probably got 75% of their stolen bases from those two guys alone.
I don't think you're wrong.
And that's the problem. You know, if you want to go to that, then find out a way to play more small ball like they did last night. But stolen bases with what you put on the field, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.